Before we begin this episode, I would like to give a shout out to all of our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. Your support really makes it possible for us to continue. As some of y'all know, all of our live performances were canceled due to COVID, and that put a major dent on our income. So if you would like to support us and keep us going, feel free to go to patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. You can follow the link in the description of this episode. I would like to give a particular shout out to all of our I Know Her level patrons, including Karina, Itzel, Yulisa, Sara, Angel, Montse, Lisbeth, Griselda, Gemma, Chrissy, Jacqueline, Clara, Janelle, Rolando, Gianna, Laura, Kendall, Marisol, Monica, Vincent, Miguel, Vanessa, Mac, Sandy, Nancy, Guadalupe, Valentina, Yasmin, Amanda, Jocelyn, Jason, Vanessa, Alana, Joel, Evelyn, Magdalena, Ronnie, Linda, Blanca, Bianca, Daniel, Kimberly, Jen, Cassandra, Abigail, and Aranya. All right, y'all, thank you so much for your support, and hope to see more of y'all, you know, join us on Patreon. You get some dope things like early episodes and like live streams and some even some horoscope readings, so check it out. All right, let's start this episode.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
You want to start it off?
No.
Okay. Hi, and welcome to Bitter Brown Fams. I'm Ruben. coming to you from California.
I'm sorry, this is Cassandra, your other host. What's up?
Where are you coming from?
From El Paso.
Straight up.
Chuco Town, what's up?
Chuco, hey, give him your street address.
So we're back so soon.
I know. This is so unbecoming of us. How have you been?
Okay, just annoyed with everyone online as per usual, of course, but this time because of all this electoral bullshit that's happening that we'll get into in a bit, but other than that, very already stressed about school starting again on Monday and doing this homeschooling thing. It's a lot. So I'm not ready for that, but I have to be. So, yeah. But how are you?
I am, you know, okay. I am a little annoyed with the world as well, but, you know, I don't have to homeschool anyone at least. So there's that.
Yeah, and I suck at math, so don't even ask me, Luca.
I suck at paying attention, so I can't even imagine homeschooling.
Right? So where do we even begin?
Girl.
Like, election. That's the question for this episode. Like, where to even begin with you all?
Yeah. So Joe Biden finally picked his VP nominee, Kamala Harris. And, you know, liberals lost their shit. They were like, yes, queen. First black woman VP. All the while, like, ignoring her history and what it meant that she regularly persecuted, like, black people and brown people for shit. One of the big ones was, like, smoking weed or, like, you know, being in possession of weed, right? There's a lot of people in jail that ended up there that she persecuted, and only for her to later admit in an interview that she also smoked weed, right? So...
It's just, I didn't even know about that. Wow.
Yeah. So it was like a lot of bad things, right? On top of like her truancy mandates, which were meant to threaten black and brown families with incarceration if their kids did not, you know, go to school, you know, without looking at the fact that like sometimes kids miss school for a lot of reasons that are outside of the parents' control, right? And usually truancy laws target working class, you know, poor families, right, who don't have babysitters, who don't have the capacity to ensure that their kids get to school. And so there's a lot of things like that. There's also the fact that, you know, Harris, you know, in her time as a DA, she overturned. So this one trans inmate, she had been approved to get, you know, gender reassignment surgery. And everything was going fine. And then suddenly, like, Kamala Harris's team was like, no, we're overturning this. And they, like, denied this trans prisoner, like, their, you know, their right to get this medical treatment, right? And all the while, she was also being incarcerated with men, right? So there was just a lot of things that people ignore, and that if it was anybody else who was doing the kind of shit that Kamala did, they would, like, if it was a Republican, they would be like, how dare you put, you know, trans women in men's, like, prisons, or how dare you incarcerate people for minor drug offenses. Like, if it was anybody else, liberals would, like, absolutely ring the alarm. But because it's a Democrat, because it's somebody who's of a quote-unquote, you know, who's of a marginalized identity, right? Then they let it go because the politics of representation, which are pushed by neoliberalism, right? Those are representation without being critical of it, of what it entails to be a representative of a marginalized community within an oppressive system. All the folks that, like, fall into that type of thinking are, like, super defensive of Kamala, right? And it's just annoying to have to navigate for a lot of reasons. First of all, folks are like, oh, so you want Trump to win another 4 years? And it's like, that's not what we're saying, right? Like, at all. Like, I'm not saying even if you should vote, first of all. Like, that, I'm not saying if you should even vote. And I'm specifically not even saying that you should vote for Trump, right? Or that you shouldn't give your vote to Biden and Harris, right? The criticism is here on their politics, right? Because those same politics are the ones that are going to guide a nation if they win, right? And that's a huge if, because right now they're still super close with Trump, right? So, which brings me to another point. And I feel like I'm just, like, giving you a bullet point because I just have to, like, brain dump. But they are so, like, Harris, Biden, and Trump, Pence are so close. And yet, liberals are wasting all of their precious time arguing with leftists and non-voters, you know, instead of arguing with conservatives to try to get them to vote for Biden-Harris. That's where their energy should go, right? But they're too chicken shit because they don't know how to organize against things, right? All they know is how to punch down, because that's easy. That's easy work. So that's just, hi, that's an intro to today's topic.
Hello, how are you all? hope y'all are doing great. yeah, that's a lot, but
I'm just mad, homie.
It's just like, I don't even know where to begin either, because it's like, it's so exhausting. Like, this is the same bullshit of 2016, just, like, worse, I feel. And as you were talking about, you know, Harris's policy on truancy and how we had an episode about this. I think we've talked about Harris before and that policy specifically, because I remember us both talking about why we missed school. I talked about how I dropped out. Like, anyway, we've definitely talked about this before.
Yeah.
When she was running, I think. Yeah, when she was
before
running.
Before anybody criticizes, like, why are you only focusing on Kamala? And it's like, bitch, we literally went, like, through the list of nominees when they mm-hmm. were still in the running towards mm-hmm. becoming America's next top oppressor, right? Like, we already did the whole run through, but right now we're focusing on Kamala because she's the one that's gonna rule the nation when Biden, you know, bites the dust. So, like, stay focused, bitches, okay?
Stay focused, please.
No, because, like, it's... sorry, I'm also, like... I predicted that she would be the VP pick, like, ages ago, because it was mm-hmm. so obvious that this was the only way that Biden was going to get out of that hole of, like, being called a racist on national television,
which, by the way, she already backtracked on. She started laughing when I think it was like Stephen Colbert. He's like, hey, you called Biden a racist on national TV. She started laughing for like a minute straight. She was like, it was a debate. A debate. Like, what does that mean? I hate these people.
I hate them too. Yeah, like it was a debate. So like, is it true or is it not true? Like, it's true, but you don't mean it now?
Are you still a little girl on the bus or are you not the little girl on the bus? Like, what? Are you going to stop selling I'm the girl on the bus shirts or what?
Yeah, it's like, it's the worst. I'm not surprised that he picked her either. I think it's not surprising at all. But it's just like frustrating that I don't even know where to begin either. So like, me and Ruben are please stay with us. But one thing is like how y'all went from ACAB and defund the police and even abolish the police to all of a sudden being like, yes, queen, like, yes, like everyone.
We love this is, cops.
I don't, that's what, like, I, like, is this a fucking joke to you all? Like, I don't understand. And that's what I mean with like everyone saying defund the police. It became like the new catchy thing to say, just like Black Lives Matter, just like anti-racist. Everyone, it's not, you know, that Angela Davis quote, everyone needs to be anti-racist. Like, you all just kind of run with shit and then that's it. And you think that like you can just say it and hashtag it and then it doesn't mean anything. It's just empty. But it's like, I don't understand. And there's a difference, like, between people saying, like, yes, like, I'm so happy and, like, all this stuff. And then being like, yeah, no, like, she did this. She did this. I'm not okay with this. I'm still going to vote. But, you know, you can call her out because that is what she is, right? Versus, like, praising her versus, like, acting like this is, like, some great moment for feminists. And whatever people are saying, like, just like disregarding every, like, it just isn't like like people really acting like she's not a fucking cop. I don't understand. But regardless, because you bitches do that with everything, like you just jump on every like social media train and just say these words without like even thinking about them or applying them into your daily lives. Another thing is like, yeah, like critiquing any Democratic candidate, any politician really, but specifically Democrats, right? Because my thing is like, when I've been posting about like Biden or in this case Harris, like people are like, you should be like devoting that energy to Trump, or like, why don't you post about Trump, or like Trump. And I'm like, I don't need to say anything about Trump. And it's not that I don't need to say anything about him. It's like, if you follow my work, you know where I stand on Trump. I don't have to post about his ass every single day for people to know what a piece of shit he is, how racist he is, how vile he is. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to constantly post about Trump. What I care about is you all acknowledging that the Democratic Party is just as shit as the Republican Party. Like, that's why for me personally, that's like Trump and Republicans and conservatives, like, they're all racist, they're all white supremacists, like, they are, like, everybody knows that, you know what I mean? It's like a given. But what people don't want to acknowledge and don't want to face is that Democrats, liberals are the same in different ways. And that's like why we spend more, like, I don't want to say more time, because there's like a fucking video of Trump on my Instagram. Like, I post about Trump and when he does things that, you know, but if I were to just dedicate my page to every time Trump did something, are you kidding me? Like, and another thing, so one more thing on Trump is like, it's dangerous also to just consistently be like Trump, because guess what? Trump isn't the only person that is doing shitty things in this country. Even if Trump is out of office, white supremacy still exists, imperialism still exists, all poverty still exists, capitalism still exists. And that's the issue with liberals as well, that you want to make Trump this like only evil force that exists when he is not. He is a problem, but he's not the only problem. So saying like, oh, well, you know, what about Trump? Like, yeah, what about him? Like, yeah, he needs to get the fuck out of here. But once he gets out, like, that doesn't change much. And I'm sorry, like, I know that's not what y'all want to hear. Y'all want to hear, like, when Trump is out of office, everything's going to be fine and we're going to get back on track and all this bullshit. But, like, that's not the reality, okay? Maybe it's going to be better for you. Maybe you're going to get to go back to being comfortable and not having to post about these things and not having to pretend you care on Instagram, because I know it's, like, exhausting for you all. But for other marginalized communities, it's not really going to make a difference, okay? First of all. Second of all, as I mentioned, Trump isn't the only evil thing out there. So shining light on the fact that Democrats and liberals are just fucking shitty is very important, because people want to act like they're not, and they want to live in this bubble that these people are going to save us and these people care about us and we have to be loyal to the Democratic Party because they're not the Republican Party, right? Like, they're the lesser evil. And I just, like, I wish that we could all just be very, I don't know what the word is, like, I wish we could just, like, stop normalizing this lesser evil thing and being, like making it a thing. Like, if it's some cute fucking, like, they're the lesser evil, oh, I know, but they're the lesser evil. Like, please sit down and think about why we live in a country where every fucking 4 years, or not even every 4 years, because it happens also, like, in state elections as well, like, every time, like, we have to be, like, lesser evil, lesser, like, why are we okay with it, that even being a thing? Like, why are people okay with, like, lesser evils every fucking election?
And let me just say that this lesser evil shit is exactly how we got Trump. And let me...
Yep.
And let me outline it for you. When the lesser evil starts getting actually more evil, then the greater evil also starts getting more evil. Does that make sense? Right? So
break it down.
Right? So, like, in a scale, there's, like, good and then there's evil, right? And somewhere down the middle, there's, like, neutral, which I don't know if there can be neutral in situations of justice, TBH. But the more the lesser evil starts getting away from good, the more the center is gonna look like straight up evil, right? So, like, if somebody, like, when it, like, abusive situation, this is an abusive situation, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, when abusive partners are, like, you know, they're verbally abusive to you, right? And but you came from a past abusive relationship where somebody used to physically hit you, right? Now the verbally abusive person is like, well, at least I don't hit you, right? As if that's, like, as if that's supposed to be much of an improvement, right? Like, that's the lesser evil, quote unquote, because they don't hit you, even though they still abuse you, right? Whereas the actual non-evil, the good thing would be to be in a relationship where you're not being hit or being verbally abused or emotionally abused, right? So,
yeah.
But in these situations, the person in power gets to set the morality, right, of things. So in that case, the lesser evil becomes verbal abuse, right? And they trick you into believing that that's somehow good.
Yeah, it makes sense. And that is how we got Trump, like, being forced to vote for lesser evil, lesser evil, lesser evil, instead of doing actual work. And I know everyone hates hearing it. And they're like, people just want to be real comfortable. Like, and let's be very real about that. Like, I wish people would rather say that than, like, all this fake bullshit. Like, a lot of these people that are, like, all about electoral politics, they want to go back to a time where they could just pretend that nothing is wrong because they're not seeing... Because this is the thing, like, Obama was in office for 8 years, and during that time, there were protests happening. Not on this scale, right? Because, again, because of Trump, and Trump is the only evil person ever in the world that exists, the worst president of the U.S., supposedly, which he is not, first of all. But, like, there were protests happening. Mike Brown was happening. Trayvon Martin happened. A lot of Black Lives Matter protests were happening.
Didn't Obama call them thugs when, like, yeah. Black and Lives Matter protesters?
Yes. And he also agreed to, like, what was it, sending the National Guard to Ferguson, I believe. He also, like, you know, Jenny C. Gutierrez interrupted Obama at the White House, and him and Biden dismissed her, you know, and she was
She was out there calling him out on, like, trans detention, which was happening under Obama. All of these things were happening, and people, marginalized communities, knew about it, and they were fighting against it, obviously. But on a national big scale, like, a lot of people, obviously, were not, they didn't give a shit because, you know, Obama's great, and he's so cool, and I got this Obama's my homeboy shirt at Hot Topic, and, like, everything is great here because it doesn't affect me. And a lot of, like, things also, you know, with, like, Obama bombing countries, like, that didn't happen in the U.S., so, like, why should you care about that, right? Like, and it's very, it was a very, very comfortable time if you were not part of these marginalized communities, if you're not, if you weren't Black and you weren't out there protesting, if you weren't, you know, if you weren't undocumented, if you
weren't that will happen under Obama. The North Dakota Access Pipeline, like, the indigenous, what's it called?
Oh, yeah.
Standing Rock? Standing Rock happened during Obama's time. I think people really failed to grasp the reality that a lot of us became fucking, like, really radicalized under Obama because we saw the failings of neoliberalism, right? Because Obama was, like, pushed as this, like, young, like, marginalized, like, attractive. You know, attractive, like, voice of change. Like, that was all people could focus on. Like, oh, you know, this young, dapper, like, Black president is going to change the world. And it's like, he instead, like, legitimized the U.S. war machine, right? The U.S., you know, the system of racism that continues, right? And so when a lot of us saw that, it's like, oh, shit, not even getting a Black president into the White House is going to save us. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of us started, you know, realizing that there needs to be a better world. And that's when we became radicalized, right? So for me, I think it was like maybe like 20, 21, 22, like when I was like, holy shit, things are not working out. Like, and then the 2012 vote for me, that was the last lesser evil vote that I really thought like I was putting in, right?
Yeah, because let's think about 2012, that we were talking about lesser evil then. Obama was a lesser evil. Obama was a lesser evil. 4 years later, Hillary is a lesser evil. 4 years now, Biden is a lesser evil. And look at how bad, like, and it's, that's what we mean by, like,
worse.
Like, could you imagine 4 years from now again, like, no. Like, Bloomberg is a lesser evil, y'all. Or, like, I can't even think of someone right now that's, like, worse than Biden off the top of my head. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of them out there. But it's like, no, not this time. This time, lesser evil, and then we'll hold them accountable, and then it'll be good. And then fast forward 4 years, we're, like, in a fucking, like, full-blown, like, fascist state, which we already are in already. Like, no. Former years, dude. Former years. Like, lesser evil. Like, over and over and over and over. Like, get the fuck out of here. But I forgot what we were talking about. I'm sorry. Because I was just thinking, like, yeah, in 2012, I voted for Obama again. I voted for Obama. And during that election, I was also like, like, I guess, because I don't want... Who was he running against?
In 2012? I don't remember.
What's the guy with the glasses?
It was like Mitt Romney and
Perry,
John McCain.
Rick Perry?
No.
Is it Rick Perry?
Wasn't it Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney. Yeah, I think it was Mitt Romney. And, you know, and then fast forward to, like, 2016, and I'm like, Hillary, Trump? Like, we got Trump? Are you kidding me? After, like, But going back to what you were saying, I was saying that all these things were happening under Obama, right? And so people were comfortable if you were not out there, and maybe you saw, like, Black Lives Matter protests, and maybe you even posted about it or said something about it, but maybe on another level you were kind of like, okay, yeah, this is fine. Like, this is fine, right? And then, you know, Trump came out in 2016, and of course he's so, like, bold with his bullshit that everyone was like, oh my god, he called Mexican rapists. Oh my gosh. Like, he's like, the KKK endorsed him. Like, oh my god, he said this, he said that. And like, oh my god, we gotta vote for Hillary. Like, all of a sudden, people were like, oh my god, racism exists and white supremacy exists. And what are we gonna do? For a lot of, what I'm trying to say is a lot of these people wanna go back to a time where they can just chill and they don't have to, like, do any work. Not that they're doing much now, but they don't want to be bothered with, like, people protesting in the streets and, like, being guilted into donating money and being guilted and shamed into, like, posting something, right? Because I feel like a lot of people post, like, if they post anything at all, it's like
Black Lives Matter. They post a little black square.
Because they're like, if I don't do it, like, people are going to say I'm racist. And it's not even really because you want to. It's just like you see people doing it and you're like, okay, I guess I'll do it. But like, that's what I mean. So a lot of these people that are electoral and just pushing people to vote, like, they just, it's like a very self-interest thing where they just want to be okay in their own lives. Go ahead, Ruben.
Yeah. And a lot of it is because they are too lazy to want to develop an actual analysis. It's the exact reason why some people, like, the only thing they could say about Black Lives Matter and about systemic oppression was a black square. Hashtag Blackout Tuesday. And then nothing else, never again mention anti-racist work, never post an update on how they're learning and growing, right? And those same people are now telling you to vote for a fucking cop, right? And it's because they haven't, they fail and they refuse to develop an analysis because that would require work and it would be very uncomfortable, right? It's not a feel-good, like, you know, positive vibes only shit to, like, be critical of the systems of oppression, right, that even liberals drive, right? I don't want to say take part in, because they literally drive, right? Like, they literally drive these systems of oppression. So that's just kind of what I want to add to.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, it's not even just, like, you actually going out there and engaging with your community. It's, like, you not even wanting to read a book. You not even wanting to listen to a podcast. You not even wanting to, like, have follow Black people and have uncomfortable conversations. You know what I mean? Think about how you benefit from these systems. Like, there's just, like, people are not even willing to do that. So even asking them to, like, go out there. And what I mean by, like, actual work, right? Because we're talking, like, when people hear us say, like, do actual work. Because, like, that's another thing people jump in the comments. Well, what is your solution then? Like, well, what then? Well, what do you want us to do? So what? What do you, what should, like, bitch, shut up. Like, y'all are so fucking annoying. Like, they want me to lay out a fucking 20-step program for them and shit that they're not even going to do. And that's another, like, I'm just like, and that's another thing. Like, it's just like, you're like, even if I did, even if we, anybody did, was like, hey, do this 20-step thing. Guess what? You bitches aren't going to do it. So why should we waste our, because I'm like all over the place right now because I'm so annoyed. What I'm trying to say is, like, when people are like, well, what do we do? What do we do then? It's like, first of all, if you follow any leftist people, any community organizers that are doing work, you would know the fucking answer to that, because we consistently tell people, like, do community work. Join a mutual aid group. Go fucking feed people that need food. Donate money. Like, we've talked about this consistently on Bitter Brown Femmes. I've talked about it on my lives. I've talked about it on Instagram. Like, the power is in the people. The power is in the streets. It's not at the fucking voting booth. And I, like, I know people, like, get mad when I say that because they're like, what do you mean? Like, yes, why can't we do both? You're not doing both. Like, people that say that are not, which is what's fucking annoying. So when people are like, well, what do I do then? It's like, first of all, like, you're obviously not paying attention because, again, leftist people, people that are engaging with community, people, like, have consistently talked about this, you know what I mean? And if I tell you, hey, you know, maybe you should, I don't know, go to, like, a community space and do a direct action or donate money or, like, actually give you tips, a lot of you people are not going to do it. Like, you just want to jump in the comments and say all this shit, and then I waste all my energy, and not just me, right? But I'm talking about me on my page, because this is the shit I get all the time. Like, I take the time to reply to you, and not even reply, it's like, that is my fucking content that I put out all the fucking times. So for people to sit in my comments and be like, well, what's the solution then? Well, like, what are you doing? Well, like, I'm like, you don't care, because I've said it before. And if I say it right now, you're still not going to do it. So get the fuck out of my face. And then I have to block people. And I hate it. I don't hate blocking people. I just hate it because I know they go and they're like, oh, they blocked me because, you know,
I'm saying the truth.
Because I'm saying the truth, or they don't want to argue, or they just want everyone to agree with them. And it's like, no, I'm fucking tired. Like, I'm exhausted. That's what that is. And it just, I know we're not talking about that. We're not talking about it right now, but it's fucking exhausting to me, especially, like, as a working class single mother on top of everything else. Like, it's fucking exhausting to me that people, like, do this shit. And I know no one's like forcing me to run in, like, an Instagram page or a blog or whatever. Like, I know that I choose to do it, but it's still like people just really like unappreciative of it. Like, they only appreciate you if you say something like they agree with. Then all of a sudden they're like, thank you so much for posting this. Oh my God, you're so cool. And then you post something else that they don't agree with. And then they just like harass you all day. And it's like super cool, you know? But anyway, I'm not even going to get into that. I'm just like, this whole like, I hate election season, because that's like, that's what's going to be going on for like the next 3-4 months. And then even after that, people are just going to blame you if Trump wins, and they're going to keep harassing you. And then if Biden wins, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe they won't harass you. Maybe they'll just like go back to like, you know, doing nothing, hopefully. At least the only thing they won't be doing is harassing you, but so hopefully Biden will win, that we all can shut the fuck up. But at the same time, you know, not really.
But they're not going to shut up, because they're still going to harass you every time you criticize them.
Oh, that's true. They're going to be like, oh, so you prefer Trump then?
Yeah, that's
why. So you wanted Trump to win.
Yup. That's my thing, too, that I was thinking about, is like, even if he does win, like, it would still be easier for these people to punch to the left than it would be for them to actually fight a conservative. And the reason is because, like, you know, leftist ideas and like actual radical ideas are still not the mainstream, right? They're still not heard any, like, look at a fucking mainstream, like, anything, and like they leftist ideas are not there, right? The best we got is like them democratic socialist bitches, and they still fail half the time, more than half the time, right? Like,
can we talk about something? I'm sorry, go ahead. We'll talk about it right now. I want to talk about Bernie Sanders for a second.
Ugh, girl.
But go ahead. Yeah, we got the DSA bitches.
What a fraud. But you know, we got them bitches, and even when and when they don't mess up, when they actually do good, people focus on their hoop earrings and their representation instead of their actual politics. Isn't there a whole ass AOC book out now, and like half the essays are just like, as a Latina, I feel really seen, as opposed to like this, like, you know, semi-radical, you know, woman is in Congress now, and as a anarchist or as a Marxist or as a communist, this seems like a good idea. No, everything is like, I love the fact that she said that women should be in the office, and I love that she put on her red lipstick and, you know, blah blah blah, and like stomped in heels, and when she danced in that video, and when she was on RuPaul's Drag Race, I felt really seen, instead of like shit that matters, right? And it's just like so fucking annoying, because this is not going to stop. If Biden goes in office, it's going to go back to, if you keep criticizing him, we're going to keep getting Trump back. We're going to get Trump back. And it's like, right now, if Biden goes into office, he's going to inherit a very well-oiled fascist machine. And mm-hmm. that's not something that he's going to dismantle, for a lot of reasons. Primarily because it's not in his best interest to dismantle it. And because he had a direct hand in building that machine. ICE,
that part,
the detention mm-hmm. centers, the immigrant camps, all them shits came under Biden, right? What Trump did is just make it worse. But Biden's just going to go back to those camps and just be like, oh, I remember this, where my, you know, my temporary office used to be here, or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, like when Obama was president, how many times did you see these motherfuckers out there protesting for them to liberate people from cages? Like, no times. It has always been undocumented folks, most of them LGBT, who are out there fighting that fight, who fought Obama about this shit, and who recently fought Gavin Newsom in California. Shout out to the California immigrant youth justice action folks who chained themselves to Gavin Newsom's the governor of California, his mansion, so that he can release the prisoners from California state prisons, because COVID is running rampant there. And that was mostly LGBT folks and mostly undocumented folks. But all these other bitches, you know, they're, instead of like being allied with them, they're like out here telling leftists that, you know, wanting a better world is somehow wrong, and that wanting a better world will somehow lead to more fascism. Like, I think people need to question why a continuation of oppression of these oppressive systems is more comfortable to them than liberation.
Yep. And I would say that I'm like, yep, all of that. And that's like, see, I don't even know. We're just like, there's just so much. Like, there's just so much. But one thing I wanted to say is, yeah, how you mentioned, like, instead of them, again, doing fucking literally anything, they're harassing people online. And it's just like, I don't even know where I was going with that. I'm sorry.
Listen, this is like all a critique of like people who are like Biden and Kamala, like all the way, like, you know, they're our only hope. Like, yeah. It's not for people who are like, I guess I'm voting for Kamala, or yeah. I guess and I'm voting for thing. Biden.
Like Ruben said at the beginning of the episode, like in our critiques of Biden or Harris, like from or even them, like even in the 2016 election, with Hillary, even when fucking O'Rourke ran in Texas against Cruz, like, I have never once been like, nobody vote. All you bitches better not vote. If you vote, you're a little bitch. Like, because that's what people really act like I'm saying all the time. Like, I have never fucking told nobody not to vote. If you want to vote, if you vote for Biden, as I've mentioned before, I do not give a shit. I really don't. Like, what I care about is if you vote for them, that's fine, whatever. As long as you acknowledge their history, as long as you acknowledge their policies, their ideologies, and as long as you do something about it. And I'm not talking about this like little thing that everyone's saying, hold them accountable. Bitch, how? You cannot hold a president accountable.
I'm gonna go.
Not even a,
like, I'm gonna go to the White House. Hey, Biden, wake up.
This is an accountability circle, Biden. Can you please come out?
This is a call out to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Call out post.
Call out post, yeah. What would this, like, yeah, maybe if you cannot do that next time, yeah, we're here to hold you accountable. Thanks. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm tired of seeing that shit. Like, you cannot, like, y'all are really just saying anything that comes to your little fucking minds. Like, you cannot hold them accountable. You can't even hold abusers accountable. Like, in your own fucking, like bar scenes and your own fucking bands. Like, oh my God.
It's just like, yeah, let's give these people literally all the power in the world. Literally all the power in the world. And then somehow try to hold them accountable. Like, mm-hmm. Bitch. Oh, my God. Like, Biden's going to send a fucking cop tank on you and be like, hold me accountable now, bitch. Like, please. Kamala's gonna plant like an eighth of weed or something on you and be like, homie, cannabis, how's the cannabis looking from jail, bitch?
And I'm fucking serious. Like, I'm just like, what? Like, how does that make sense in your head? Like, I don't, like, you, like, I feel like in their heads, like, they really are thinking, like, if Biden does something, then we're all gonna make a change petition.
We're gonna make a hashtag.
I'm gonna make a hashtag, and he's gonna see it. And he's going to change. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you all, again, you don't even hold yourselves accountable to anything, first of all. But you also don't even do anything. Like, you don't do anything. So how am I supposed to believe you're going to hold him, even if you could? Like, even if you could. Like, why? How am I supposed to believe you're going to do that when you'd rather be at fucking brunch? But anyway, what I was going to say is, like, if you vote, okay, fucking vote. But what I care about is what you are doing year-round, not just fucking during election season, not just when someone like Trump is in office, like, what you are doing, you know, year-round for your community to try to dismantle these systems. Because, yeah, obviously they're not going to come down, like, tomorrow, but, like, what little thing are you doing? And it's not like that it's a little thing. It's just like, again, all of us have different, like, capacities. Like, everyone does different things, right? It's a community. That's what a community work, right? A lot of you, like, just don't even engage in community at all. Like, you might show up to a protest if it's like a mainstream thing once a year, but other than that, like, and that's what I mean, like, what are you doing? Like, are you willing to do work? Or are you just going to vote and, like, that's it?
And if so, then that becomes a waste of energy, right? That's, like, the main problem with, like, voting politics is that, like, there's so much useful energy there that could be wielded towards something productive on a local level, in a way that actually impacts community, as opposed to wasting all this energy on like getting like rich people richer. Because that's what elections are, right? It's like, you know, essentially like, do you want to make the good billionaires richer or the bad billionaires richer, right? Like that is what these like politics come down to. Because how is it so fucking okay that like the presidency has stayed within like a few families over the last fucking 30 years? Like, oh yeah, that reminds me, prison stocks went up when Kamala was announced as VP. Prison stocks went up.
I hate that.
Think about that. There are prison stocks. That means that there are people can buy so to fund prisons, literally, and that then their investment in this prison has to be returned, which means that prison people who run prisons have to continue to make a profit on that. And more people bought stocks for that. So people are putting their support on Kamala and Biden because they know that they're going to imprison more people, that they're going to make the prison industrial complex more powerful, which is like, how the fuck are y'all supporting that when, again, the conversation was just literally just a week or two ago was just about defunding police, abolishing the police. Like, how did... And that's neoliberalism at work. It deflates radical movements. Just and we're watching it in real time. Literally, in real time, we went from abolishing the police to electing a cop. Literally. Like, we cannot... Like, not like, and even then, electing a cop is like such like a, so reductionist, because we're electing a persecutor to the most, to the second most powerful seat in the world. Mm-hmm. How the fuck did we get here? We're telling you how the fuck we got here. All this lesser evil bullshit.
Yes. Let me tell you something. Amon, let me tell you something. Let me tell everyone something right here. Kamala has done... Her policy, her record is terrible. Not just for a lot of different, for sex workers, for trans people, for incarcerated people, for poor black, brown families and students, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But for me, like, and I shouldn't have to say this, right? Like, people should just care, period. It doesn't matter if you are from a marginalized group that's being affected or know someone that is. Like, you should just fucking care. But as someone who's like, trans brother is incarcerated right now, you really think I'm gonna vote for someone who denied trans people who are incarcerated like healthcare? Absolutely the fuck not. And and another thing about that is like, people are so just like so fucking ready to throw trans people under the bus all the fucking time, but more specifically incarcerated people, because as much as people say like abolish the police and defund the police, a lot of you are still like very into like this carceral like punishment prison frame of thought that like incarcerated people are just like, we can just kick them under the bus and we could just forget about them because they're in prison and like we shouldn't care about them. And that's like, no, like I like, no, that really fucking upsets me. And I know like a lot of people like want to say that they care maybe about people that are incarcerated, but like I no. Like, because that's, like, all of her whole thing is, like, throwing people in prison. So, like, I don't know how people can say about, like, defunding the police, I think, was, like, the liberal thing, because it's not as radical as abolish, right? So they were comfortable with saying defund the police, because in their head, I don't think, obviously it's not like getting rid of the police. They're just like, oh, we're not getting rid of it, we're just like, you know, we're putting money in schools, which is another whole conversation of like, are we really going to trust these people to put the money, that money, where it's supposed to go? But anyway, they're like comfortable with saying defund versus abolish, and then people were saying abolish, right? Because I feel like they were also like, okay, yeah, let's abolish it, or like everyone's saying it, like let's say it. But it's not just the police, it's like prisons, like entire prison systems. And I don't know if people like really got that far in their that thought. Like, maybe, I want to say I hope so, because obviously if there's no police, then like people are not going to jail, like people are not being arrested, right? But like, I want people to think about like prisons, like what prisons mean, jails, prisons, and like punishment, and like why, again, we're so ready to, like, be okay with someone incarcerating people for, like, any reason, really, but, like, these reasons specifically for sex work, for their kid not going to school, for weed, and then for the people that are already incarcerated, like, even more marginalized people, like, trans women, trans men, and not even allowing them to get healthcare while they're in there, being, like, traumatized and dehumanized, like, it just really fucking upsets me. And again, like, that's my personal thing, but that shouldn't matter to anyone. Like, you should just fucking care, period. But I just wanted to say that, like, first, like, no. I'm like, no. If you think I'm gonna vote for, no, absolutely fuck not. Like, no.
Yeah, that's something else that I, like, wanted to mention. Like, I am just not voting for Biden and Kamala. Like, that is straight up. Like, I'm not. I'm not having forgotten that fucking Joe Biden has legitimately been accused of rape, right? And who is...
Everyone conveniently forgot about that when also... Sorry, Ruben. Prior to abolish and defund the police, it was Me Too and Believe Survivors. Mm-hmm. Like, get... I just...
But all of a sudden, that's out of the window. And as, like, a survivor myself, like, I'm not gonna vote for a fucking rapist. Like, not only that, but like...
the lesser... The less evil rapist.
Yeah, he's only raped one person and sexually harassed, like, a dozen people, as opposed to whatever Trump's count is at this point. Like, people don't think. People don't fucking think. Like, not only that, like, I literally had a friend deported under Obama, right? Like, that's not something you... Like, my friend is barely... They barely passed their 10-year, like, reentry thing. Like, what else? Like, one of the moments that was the most clear to me about, like, why we need to abolish the state was when Genesec Gutierrez, you know, disrupted Obama advocating for trans women in detention centers when, you know, he was being praised for giving the gays the right to marry, right? All these things.
When the White House turned rainbow. Yeah. Oh, we could go back to that time.
And it's so annoying to see people, like, just casually forgetting all of that. Like, please. Like, I also remember, you know what's something else that I remember about that specific moment? And something that people casually forget? Which was, like, really funny. I was remembering, actually, with my ex, we were talking because we were going to get married in that time. But... Oh, you're talking about how, like, we went to the Castro to celebrate, like, gay marriage pass. And you know what we were met with? Water cannons. The National Guard. Police, like, violence. Literally, the state called the police and their tanks on gay celebrating gay marriage. People were getting, like, shot with water cannons all weekend.
Oh my god.
People ended up with concussions. Luckily, I don't think anybody died. But, like, that we literally were met with violence for celebrating gay marriage under Obama. Right? Not only, like, us on the streets, but also Genesec being, like, humiliated in Obama's, like, White House when all the white gays were booing her. Like, these are all things that we endured under Obama. And things that are not going to get any better because of Biden. So I need people to get off their little cloud nine shit. Like,
I hate when people say this and they're like, what do they say? What I've been getting a lot of comments is like, you're too woke. This is too woke. You need to, like, focus more, less woke and more, like, humble yourself. Like, this humble, like, if it's this proud thing, right? I don't know, like, the words they use, but they say woke a lot. Like, I'm just trying to be so woke, like, by not voting, and I'm just, like, so woke by critiquing Kamala, and I'm so cool. And I'm like, you think I want to sit here and, like, post about this bullshit? You think I'm going to sit here and think about all the shit that she's done? Yeah. When I would much rather be, like, not having to do this and not having to think, like, damn, like, these are the people we have to vote for? Like, you all think I'm, like... Like, we're all just, like, so fucking happy to be doing that online. No, it's not. It's not fun. But, like, people saying, like, oh, it's just, like, you're, like, so proud. No, I'm not proud. I'm just not, let me not. I no, just like
I 100% understand, because that's exactly how I felt about a lot of things. Like right now, like talking about my friend's deportation and things like that. This is like probably like one of the first times that I have brought him up, because I hate having to weaponize that. Like I hate having, I even hate having to talk publicly about, like, you know, being a survivor sometimes, because then it just becomes a trauma dump for everybody, right? Like anytime I talk about, like, you know, healing as a survivor, like I unfortunately, like for better or worse, I get a lot of other folks like being like describing like their sexual assault in very like triggering detail that I don't, like, without consent, right, in ways that is not healthy. And like I understand why they do that, like oftentimes specifically queer and trans people of color, like we don't get to hear other survivor stories, right? But and so I get why they trauma dump. It's still very triggering for me, and so like I don't necessarily take this like great I don't feel like joyous or super woke for being reminded of like the fact that we have two rapists running for president. Like, as a survivor, that doesn't fucking feel good. So, like, this, because I've seen that critique too. So, this, like, quote unquote critique, it's not a fucking real critique. It's just, like, people throwing whatever the fuck they can to not feel implicated in their liberalism. So, when people say, like, oh, you're trying to be too conscious for shit, or you're, like, trying to find something wrong in everything, like, no, bitch, I would rather not have to think about these things. Right? Mm-hmm. But because they're front and center in everything, I, of course, have to call it out. Like, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate that, too. Because, like you're saying, yeah, these are not even critiques. Like, why are we calling them critiques? Like, they're just nothing. They're just, like, y'all trying to just try to make shame me and guilt me. Like, I'm the bad person here. Not going to work, buddy. But, yeah, like, this whole, like, I'm too proud. I'm not proud. Like, I will do what I have to do. But that's not voting for a fucking rapist, and that's not voting for someone who like is like very happy to like lock people up, right? Because
of liberalism, like has made it so that people conflate their own identity with the political figure, right? They see that any criticism of Biden is a criticism of them, right? Mm-hmm. And this can be taken on multiple scales, right? So when you call Joe Biden an abuser, right? And you, their supporters are like, well, I support Joe Biden. Does that mean I support abusers? No, that means they're wrong, not me, right? So then they get on the attack of like people criticizing the rapist, Joe Biden, alleged rapist, as opposed to maybe taking a step back and being like, holy shit, there's like legitimate like accusations of rape. Like, let me withdraw support or some shit, right? Like, people are so disgusting. Liberalism is so disgusting.
It is. It's fucking violent. And they act like they're not, like, violent, like, the right-wing people. And I hate that, too, because, like, they like to say that to me, so I'm turning the table. They're like, you're just as bad as Trump. You're just as bad as the Trump supporters. I'm like, really? Me? I'm as bad as them? Like, I'm as violent as them? Okay. But nah, they that's all they do. They harass people online all day, and they think it's not harassment. Like, they think they're just like, I'm just going to go on every person who says anything about Biden and like, see him vote for Trump, see him vote for Trump, and like, just talk shit to you and think it's not harassment. But yeah, it's like easier for them to blame us or blame people that are not voting or voting third party or whatever than to like look at themselves and look at their own bullshit, or to like, especially like white people need to shut the fuck up, period. I don't want to hear white people say shit about voting. All liberals, but mostly white people, because I'm like, white people, you need to go collect your white people, because you're the reason Trump is in office. Like, let's like, yeah, don't even try to come, don't even try to come for people of color about voting.
Good fucking point. Just like white people, out of everybody, go talk to your peepa and your meemaw and your, you know,
papa
and your papa and your, and you know, and your, you know, your Karen mom. Like, talk to them bitches, because more than half of you voted for Trump. Like, y'all are the problem if you want to get down to it. Like,
yeah. And yeah, I was gonna say, and if we're going that route, like, all the fellow Latinx folks who have been harassing me, go talk to like your Republican family members, because you know, you got them, I got them, you got them, we all got them. Guess what? 30% or more, I don't know the numbers right now, voted 30%. For Trump. So, like, have you talked to your family? Or are you just going online and harassing me or Ruben or literally anybody else that's, like, critiquing these people? Like,
30%. 30% of Latinx voters are going to vote again for Trump. So instead of you bitches coming at, like, you mostly non-black Latinx folks, like, coming here and being like, stop criticizing Kamala and, like, Biden. We love cops. Whatever. Instead of doing all that shit, go talk to your conservative fucking family. They're the fucking problem, dude.
Yeah. And which brings me to another thing is, like, another thing that I see a lot is, like, that voting is, like, a privilege, that, like, because I'm not voting, like, I have the privilege of voting, and since I'm not voting, I'm technically, like, a piece of shit, because, like, people love bringing up undocumented people conveniently, like, when it's convenient for them, and they're, like, undocumented people can vote. Like, you are the voice of I am the voice of the voiceless, you know, like, that whole savior bullshit, when it's, like, I highly doubt you know any undocumented, like, people or, like, engage with, like, undocumented, like, community radicals. Organizers.
Yeah,
first of all. But anyway. But second of all, when I feel like I've probably – we have said this before, I think, that voter suppression, y'all, is fucking real as shit. And we're seeing it right now with the U.S. Postal Service. And – what the fuck are you doing about voter suppression? Again, we've talked about this before, but I'm going to ask y'all again. For those people screaming at people to vote, like, what are you doing for voter suppression? Are you actively doing, not just right now, again, year round, since you're so passionate about voting and you want everyone to fucking vote, are you doing more? Because I know a lot of you bitches, like, let me register you to vote. And, like, you think that's it. And you don't engage with anybody after that. Like, you don't care if people have a right to the polls. You don't care if they're out there for, like, 10 hours, like, no babysitter, like, no nothing, no food, like, you don't care if they understand, like, a language on the ballot. You don't, like, care to inform them about, like, any of these issues. Like, y'all aren't doing shit. And again, because we've had this conversation before, there are people who do work around voter suppression year round, keyword. And I'm not talking about those people, because those are not the people that are harassing people online. Those are the people that are out there actually fucking doing something against voter suppression, right? So if you're so passionate about voting, what the fuck are you doing about voter suppression? And, like, why are you, instead of, like, saying, like, hey, voter suppression is happening, this is happening with the U.S. Postal Service, like, what can we do? Like, let's organize, let's carpool, let's, like, buy people stamps. I don't know, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Like, instead, you are going on Instagram and Twitter and harassing people that are talking about Harrison Biden. Like, what is wrong with you all? I don't fucking understand. I do, but I'm like, just why?
Explain yourself so that you understand how you're a piece of shit. Like, you know how they make you explain your work in school? Explain your faulty logic to us.
I'm gonna make a post, like, one of you, like, me and one of you bitches that are, because there's a million of you out there, can join me on my Instagram live so that we can have a conversation. You can tell me, you can explain this to me live, since y'all are always requesting to be in my live for some fucking reason. You can come on my live and you can tell me how this fucking makes sense to you, and then I could just drag you. But anyway, before I forget, Sanders real quick, because he popped in my head. Now, you all know that me and I've never, like I said, I've never told anyone not to vote, and I've necessarily never told anyone to vote, but I did tell people to vote for Sanders, because you know what? I got caught up in that, like, electoral thing too. I did, and it's like, I'm a clown, like, you know, you're like Boo Boo the Fool.
Me donating my last $40 to the Bernie campaign.
We gotta drag ourselves too, yo. Like, because, like, for the last, I don't know how many years, I've been calling, you all know I called Bernie Sanders a poser. I did not like Bernie Sanders. I don't like Bernie Sanders.
I hate him now more.
I hate him now more. I think he's a poser. And I was so resistant to Bernie Sanders because I had so many critiques on him. But everyone was like, Sanders, Sanders, Sanders. And I was like, you know what? That was my compromise, so don't say I'm too proud.
That was my lesser evil, bitches.
That was my lesser evil, bitches. And I went out there and I voted for Sanders. I voted for him twice, actually. Same. The first time I didn't tell anybody. But this time I was like, you know what? Go vote. I made an Instagram post and I told people to vote for him, and I never do that shit. But so don't be talking about I'm proud because I did it.
Me too. And I got dragged from my radical friends too. They were subbing. They're still subbing me. Like, yeah. My radical friends are like, yeah. I remember when that bitch told us to vote for Bernie.
Bitter Brown Femme stood here and told y'all we were on the Bernie Sanders. Vote for Bernie Sanders.
We burned our bra for Bernie Sanders.
We burned our bras for Sanders. We were the Bernie bros for him. And he turned around. Well, first of all, it was a Democratic Party. Let's start there. That screwed him over like they did in 2016. So, okay. But then this bitch turns around and endorses Biden, endorses Kamala Harris, and then just kept all our money and is like still rich. So, yeah, like, back to being a poser. So I'm a clown for that. I'm a clown for that. But you know what? I'm willing to admit my mistakes because I hold myself accountable. But yeah, don't be sitting out here saying I'm too proud because I did compromise. He was my compromise. So fuck out of here. And if Bernie Sanders got the nominee, I would vote for him, obviously. And I'd be telling people to vote for him too. So fuck out of here.
But you know what? Even when we were supporting him, we still criticized his shit. We still criticized his stance on like Palestine
and reparations, like, and race and all that.
Literally. Like, so people can't even point to that. Like,
yeah, we weren't like, oh yeah, yeah, you're critiquing Bernie. You want Trump? Like, that was. Could you imagine? Like, why would that even pop in your fucking head? Like. I fucking hate people. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say about Sanders. Like, guys, you know, as I said, we admit our mistakes here, which is, you know, what some of y'all should be doing. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's still a lot more to say, but it's just like, we've said it over voting, and over and over. Like,
I think in that, one of the last things I want to bring up is that some people might be listening to this and be like, discussions on like voting are like in and of themselves useless, right? Because voting legitimizes the state, right? So we shouldn't even, as radicals, we shouldn't even engage that. And so I do want to say that a part of me really agrees with that, to the point where I've been a conscious, how do you say it when you don't vote? It's a conscious sustainer or something like that.
I don't know.
I've consciously not voted, mm-hmm. right? In some elections.
Yeah. Like, you've opted out of not voting.
Yeah.
So have I. Yeah.
And I didn't. And I actually have felt worse when I have voted. Like, if the outcome is not something that is conducive to liberation. Right, mm-hmm. Because when I have voted and I still didn't get the outcome that leads to greater community well-being, it was just a waste of time then, essentially, that could have been invested in something else. Like, so, I agree that voting is not necessarily something that we should even preach about. I also think that a part of me holds that truth together with another truth of like, yes, but there are some things we can change through this specific system, right? And not talking about like big systemic nationwide changes. I'm talking about more local things like your school district, right? Oftentimes, police funding is in these votes, right? So mm-hmm. I think what matters more is like, who you're electing to Congress, who your school budgets, your police budgets, like redlining and some, like sometimes like they don't say it straight up like, oh, we're going to like redline this area, but they'll put like certain language that'll be like discriminatory against working class people. So those are things that local elections are good for. And that those are things that I think we could focus on to have a positive outcome. Right. And so that is kind of what I wanted to say about the fact of voting, because particularly like there's some indigenous folks who are like, actually, when you vote, you're doing like something you're contributing to my oppression because you're legitimizing the state. And I completely understand that. And I completely respect that. And I hold that opinion often as well. But unfortunately, it lives in me with this other opinion of, like, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, right? Like, so at the end of the day, I understand the people who are like, you gotta do what you gotta do, especially people who live in swing states. This conversation is not meant to discourage you from following your moral compass if that is telling you to vote for Biden, because you think that is, like, the lesser enemy, right? This is more a call for you not to be complacent in that, right? Unfortunately, that this system has us be complicit, which means that we are a tool in it, but we shouldn't be complacent just being that tool, right? Because ultimately, like, voting is not going to dismantle the system, but what it is going to do is that it's going to get us to pick our enemy. And that's what you should look at politicians as. Politicians are the enemy, right? No Uncle Joe Biden here. No Auntie Harris here. These are our enemies. If they get elected, if you vote for them, I need you to go into that voting booth, looking at them like enemies that you can take on. Not as these good people that you're going to do good things for. You know, you need to look at voting as like, if I get put into this theoretical ring with them, can I knock them bitches out? Not physically, but like with, you know, with political action. And that's where your mind should be. Can my political action, can my community work? Can my community solidarity, can all of that knock these people out? And if the answer is yes, or if you think that it can lead to a yes, and that's who you should, you know, that's the enemy you should pick, right? Does that make sense to you? You're like, no.
No, it does. I just feel like people are going to be like, yes, I can take her out by petitioning.
Oh my God. No. That reminds me. Quit this petition bullshit. Nobody's reading your petitions.
Oh gosh.
Nobody knows about your petition.
No, but I was going to say, I feel you on, I'm like that too. And I feel like half of me is like, fuck this whole system, fuck participating in it. I understand people, indigenous folks, leftist folks who have that, you know, because it's real. It's like we are upholding the system. We are like participating in it, right? And the other half of me is the same. The other half of me, I vote sometimes. Like, I, particularly in the local election, like, there's times where I vote, times when I don't. I actually think, I don't remember the last time I voted, but locally, for sure. Like, I'm very, like, locally, yes, that means more to me, especially because this is where I live, right? Like, this is my community. Like, this is, like, the school board. This is my city rep. This is the mayor. And I, like, see them, like, physically. You know what I mean? And, like, I feel like I'm on a level with them that I can, like, go to city council and cuss them out or whatever. Not that, again, it doesn't necessarily mean that me cussing someone out at city hall is necessarily going to systematically change things, right? But it's like the direction action that I know this person, you know what I mean? Anyway, so I do feel like that half and half. And I think it sucks because it's like, you know, it's funny. I don't know. It's just funny when people are like, you're too woke. And then like other people are like, you're not woke enough.
Yeah. I think I'm more afraid of the people who are like, you're not conscious enough, because I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. But it's like, I'm also trying to meet people. But let's where
be real.
At.
Like I'm trying to be real. Like I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't vote to appease the more leftist people. And then I'm not going to sit here and say, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just being real. Like, there's times where I vote. There's times where I don't vote. I definitely do engage more locally. I have never told anyone to, except for the Sanders thing, I have not necessarily ever told anyone, like, vote for this presidential person or whatever. But I have definitely told people, like, who to vote for, like, city rep, who to support, you know, for mayor, etc. Like, you'll see me, for, you know, doing that shit. But, yeah, it's just, like, we get to exist in, like, I exist in both of these things, and maybe like a year from now I might be like, fuck voting. Like, period. You know, I don't know, like, I, my politics change, my thinking evolves, but right now, like, that's where, you know, that's where I am, right there with you.
Yeah, and I also want to mention that, like, Cassandra and I don't live in swing states, although Texas right now is looking a little Joe Biden-ish, actually. Do you think it's gonna go?
No, it's Texas. Like, I feel, yeah, I feel like it has gotten, you know, a little more purple, whatever. But I don't know, to turn blue for Biden, I don't know. It's Texas, you know, like, I'm just, I know that the border cities are going to vote for Biden. I'll tell you that much. I know they are. But Texas as a whole, it's Texas. Like, let's be fucking
real. Which reminds me, it's you liberals, instead of fucking fighting leftists, y'all should be fighting the Electoral College. Because why the Hillary didn't lose the general
Hillary
election.
Didn't lose, yeah. That's, like, another thing that annoys me. People are like, oh, like, you're the reason Hillary lost. Like, Hillary technically won. So, like, what is your deal? Like, like, if
the by, same like, thing, millions if of the, votes.
Yeah, if something happened again, like, if Biden got the popular vote, but Trump won again, like, how are you going to sit here and vote? Like, how are you going to sit here and blame people? Like, they clearly showed up to vote for him. Like, that's not their fault. But, you know, people don't want to think. They don't want to use their fucking heads.
Literally.
They just want to blame you.
Yes.
And I'll tell you bitches right now. I'm going to tell you bitches right now. I didn't vote for Hillary. And I slept 4 good years. Almost 4 years. I've been sleeping real good. Okay? I don't feel guilty about it. I don't think to myself, wow, I should have gone out there. Should have gone out there and voted for Hillary. And maybe Trump wouldn't have won. Like, no. I sleep really good. And I'm going to sleep really good knowing that I didn't vote for Biden either. So, fuck out of here.
Damn, you didn't vote for Hillary and put your I voted sticker on Susan B. Anthony's grave? Bad feminist.
No, yeah, I voted third party actually in 2016.
That reminds me of, like, if you don't live in a swing state and, like, there's really no chance of anything, like, consider, this is not for some people who are gonna twist my words, I'm not saying go out and do this, I'm saying consider looking at the Socialist Party. Gloria LaRiva is running again. Like,
I vote for her. Sorry.
It'll help get her, like, her platform uplifted, and she's not going to win, but it'll help, you know, boost her visibility, right? And bring more socialist ideas to the forefront. And again, I'm not telling you, I'm not forcing you to do anything. I'm telling you to consider it, right? Mm. She's running for president. She's not on every ballot. She's in the California ballot. I know that. And I think she might be in other places as well. Yeah. I have to
do that. Anyway, vote for Cassandra Alicia for mayor of El Paso, Texas.
Do it.
Men, zero rights. Please vote for me. But anyway.
Vote for me for Teen Choice Awards. I want a fucking surfboard.
And my bell bottoms got dirty with that. Oh no, wait. You got Nickelodeon, that like gooey shit. Yeah. What's it called?
Slime.
Not bell bottoms. What was the thing? Low rise.
Yeah, low rise bell bottom jeans.
Were they bell bottom? Oh god. The fashion we were talking about, like, the early 2000s fashion was so fucking ugly. Really, it was just so tacky and like, I can't get over it. Like, that really happened.
Which is why I'm like, why are all these people bringing back that fashion? It was so ugly.
Who's bringing it back?
All the kiddos. Like, even the artist we're going to feature today is like her. I'm looking at her album cover.
Oh, yeah, she is. Stop.
That
stop.
Is don't very, talk. Like, and like, they have this like MySpace like aesthetic to them. Like, a lot of artists are like going back to that aesthetic.
Like, that is true. Like, I don't think I really like sat and thought about it. I was just kind of like, oh, okay. Uh-huh. Like, this is interesting. No, now that you mention it, yeah, no, let's not bring that back. Let's not.
Let's look forward, not back.
You go back sometimes, but you go back to like cool stuff.
Like the music, like the sound was good.
Not the 2000s. Like, what like the 70s fashion sometimes is kind of cute. 80s, it depends. Like, you get certain things from here and there and you put it together and that's cute, but like 2000s, no.
No, really, I think I like the 80s fashion. I like 70s fashion, 60s.
I like 90s.
I don't.
I like the 90s because it wasn't like over the top. It was just very basic, but it was like not like the 2000s where it was just tacky. It was just kind of like cute, you know?
What's funny is that I don't like 90s fashion, but I feel like that's how I dress. Like, because I used to watch a lot of Mr. Rogers and like as a baby. God. So I feel like I dress like a gay Mr. Rogers a lot of the time.
I don't know what I dress like. Okay, but yeah. Are we done talking shit?
Do you have any notes on any other thoughts on
I don't know. I feel like I do, but it's just like, you know.
Like, oh, what else?
I don't know. Like, what are final thoughts? Like, final at 2:30 in the morning.
Again, this is not a vote for Trump episode.
Like, I was going to say something, but I forgot.
I think people, like, in conclusion, I think people would like direct their energy towards things that matter. When people critique Biden and Harris, you have to accept that critique and think about what you're going to do to prevent them from doing that kind of damage in the future. Right now, I think that you should be putting pressure on folks to save the post office, you know, putting pressure on officials to end voting suppression, to end redlining, to fucking end the Electoral College. Like, voter disenfranchisement should be ended. Like, those are things that, like, if you want to make voting your thing, that you should have prioritized. Now it's kind of too late, but we can still save the postal service. I am going to try to send some postcards in the near future. Like, you know, and like, organize with folks. And that brings me to another thing. Like, we're going to start featuring some organizers in our episode. We're going to make another announcement on our Instagram soon, but if you're part of an org, we're going to prioritize places that are, like, not as uplifted. So, like, Appalachia, I'm thinking the South as well.
Border cities.
I'm thinking about, like, you know, forgotten places. Like, you know, LA, you know, San Francisco, Oakland, like, Seattle, Portland. Like, those are all big places I want to uplift. We'll uplift some of the stuff from there. But I want to hear about, like, organizers who are maybe not in those big places. If y'all want to send us, like, a little three sentences at bookings at bitterbrownfemspodcast.com. We'll three sentences just be like, hey, this is what my org does. This is our links to our Instagram or our website. These are past actions and, you know, hope you can feature us. I'll reach out to you and, like for a little snippet so we can, like, have you talk about your org, right? So that more people, because one of the big questions we get is like, all right, so voting sucks and like liberals suck. So what can I do? And we want folks to be able to reach out to things to see what they can do. You feel me?
Yep. So no. So I guess we could just jump into the song of the day today. what you just mentioned has fashion. MySpace. Was MySpace in the... Yeah, it was, right? MySpace was in, like, yes. 2005. No, but... 2000. I'm talking about, like, early 2000s fashion. Like, I don't think it existed at the same time as MySpace. But you're saying that people are combining them. No, because early 2000s was, like... 2000, 2001. MySpace was, like... When I was on MySpace, it was, like, 2004.
When I think about 2000s fashions, I think like 2000 to 2008, 2009.
What, it lasted that long, that fashion?
I feel like, yeah, like I feel like the last... I feel
like it was more like 2000, 2003. Like, I feel like it didn't last that long, but it could be, maybe I like...
No, it lasted at least until Beyonce's second album.
wow, okay. Well, I'm glad I didn't dress like that. Yeah, at least I just dressed Britney's blackout more embarrassing.
Era. Because Britney blackout era, she was still wearing like the fedora and like the...
Oh, you know what?
All these things.
Yes, like a piece of me in that video. Like, yeah. I hate her outfits. I'm sorry. I love you, Britney, but...
Britney's never been a fashion girl.
She hasn't been a... Let me not. Because, like, sometimes I'm like, before I'd be like, oh, I want Brittany to just, I want someone to just style her up. But then I think of, like, her situation. I'm like, that's, like, probably out of her control. But don't want to get into Brittany right now. But love you, Britt. I like, she's the same bit of brown.
For Brittany, shout out to Brittany. She's going to be like, I just want to give a shout out on her Instagram. I just want to give a shout out to my favorite podcast, Bitter Brown Femmes. Thank you so much for your support. I love you. Bye.
Why is that her? I used to be able to do this act like her southern, like, is it a southern accent, like her old accent? Because I feel she has like an LA accent now.
Yeah, now she has an LA accent. That's why.
But it before sound it was like southern, right? I used to like do this impression. I'm not going to do it. But I used to do it all the
time. Do you think you have a southern? Do you think when people listen to you, they think of a southern Chicana accent?
No, I don't think so.
Because I feel like you and I sound alike sometimes. Like, we have the same accent.
Yeah. No, I don't think I have a southern accent at all. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, anyway. What were we talking about?
2000s fashion.
Oh, yeah. But we are going to play Tishi. So, she released her. I think we talked about her. No? I don't know. But she released, I think. Sorry, I'm like, I keep saying I think she released. No, she did release an EP a few weeks ago that was really good. She has, I believe, I want to say 3 previous albums before this most recent EP. Well, actually, let me bring that up. I feel like I'm just saying fake lies.
As supposed to realize.
Real lies. Whatever that MySpace shit is.
TPH. Points were made.
Okay. So we're going to play Tishi, a song called Johnny from her latest EP, Die For Your Love, that she released a few weeks ago that I was really, like, obsessed with for, like, a hot minute. And still listening, still bopping to it, but I didn't listen to anything else but that for when she released it. Prior to that, she's had 2 albums. Crawl Space was really good. La Linda, I haven't really given much to, but yeah. If you are not familiar with her, you should definitely check her out. She is Canadian. So she's Canadian, but she is Colombian. She's super cute, but as Ruben had mentioned, she does have this like MySpace 2000 situation happening, and I hate it. I usually would hate it, but I love her. I think she but I love her. I think she's super cute. So I'll allow it. And, yeah, y'all should check her out. And, yeah, I don't know. This song isn't about cops or, like, you know, prisons or anything. It's just fun. It's just a happy song.
Yeah. So we're leaving you with Johnny by Tishi. And, yeah, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you
listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because you bitches. I'm just kidding. I keep calling everyone out here, but I'm not because you bitches. Like,
like most bitches people here agree with us, probably.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I
Bitter
mean.
Bitter Brown fans listeners are the real bitches. Like,
you are. You all. Shut up. I keep calling you all bitches, but obviously I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the imaginary people that are not going to listen to this.
Yeah.
That should be, but I know they're not.
Yeah, that's what I know. Like, if anything, we're like talking to our like followers who are not our listeners. Right, because those are different audiences. Yeah, that maybe,
like, they're going to come across this, or you're going to share it with them, because we know you all share our episodes, and we love you all so much for that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, those people that have never listened to us and are like, I guess I'll give this a shot, and I know they're probably not going to listen, like, the whole, like, they stopped, like, at some point after we said there were bitches, like, for the third time. But if you've made it this far, you're a real one.
TBH.
Because again, y'all don't read captions, y'all don't watch full videos. But anyway, anything else you'd like to add, Ruben?
That's it. Thank you for coming in today to today's chat. I hope that this really awakened something in you, or that it awakened something in your friends who you will share this with. Follow us on social media. Oh yeah, that reminds me, I changed my name. My social media name.
Yeah, we forgot about that.
XOXO Ruben Angel. Because XOXO was taken by another Ruben who also happens to be a gay from SoCal.
He's probably listening to this.
Really?
Imagine.
TBH.
I'm like, Ruben, please give up your username. Thank you.
XOXO Ruben, please give up your username. That was my first choice.
Anyway, right, we'll see you all again soon. Bye.
Bye.